Here with WFYI News Education Reporter Eric Weddle. Eric, welcome.
Hey, Chris.
So this is our third discussion about education issues at the State House this session. Last week, we talked about Governor Pence's proposal to lift the state's school voucher cap. This week, we're looking at a bill that would give the State Board of Education greater oversight when it comes to school interventions, and it would also reduce the amount of time it takes for a failing school to require intervention. So, Eric, a 1999 law allows the state to intervene when a school reaches six consecutive years of F grades under Indiana's A through F grading system.
That's right.
But that law wasn't used until about 2.5, 3 years ago. So what happened in 2012?
Sure. Well, in 2011, actually, the State Board of Education decided that five schools were going to be put under state intervention. There was four at IPS, one in Gary. And in 2012, private companies took over those schools. There's been some slight improvements seen, but since then, we've seen a lot of bigger issues come up, such as how the schools are managed, how the companies work, and the financial aspects going on.
And tell me a little bit about the financial aspects.
Sure. So this past summer, Tinley Accelerated Schools, which is a charter school company, they had run Arlington High School since 2012. They came to the state board and basically said they could no longer afford to run the school. That's because when they took it over, enrollment dropped pretty drastically. There wasn't enough money around for them to pay for the school. Now that school is probably going to return back to IPS in this fall, but that created a lot of questions among the board and many people about how intervention was working.
But let's fast forward to this legislation. Republican House Rep Bob Benning is sponsoring a bill to change the intervention process, and it's got the support of the State Board of Education. What exactly does this bill do?
The bill does a few things. One, it would give a little more oversight to the State Board of Education to oversee this intervention. The Department of Education right now does a lot of that, so they're not really happy with the power the board would get to do this. Other thing is it would reduce the number of years for a school to fail before it becomes taken over. Right now, it's six consecutive Fs. Under this bill, it would be four consecutive Fs. The other portion is called transformation zones. This would let the board to create a zone, which would be a failing school, like a middle school or high school, and those schools that feed into it, such as elementary schools. They would be part of an intervention plan. As well, a private company or a nonprofit lead partner could then also be hired by the state board to help the district run those schools.
Okay, so let's take a listen to State Board Member Dan Elsner talk about why he supports it.
How can we justify a chronically failing school that you get 6 or 7 years before you do anything? Absolutely have to think more systemically. If it's not the whole district, it's certainly a part of a district. Most all the schools we intervened, all but one, are high schools. High schools don't suddenly become bad. There's a train of 6, 7, 8 years of education, and then it becomes magnified at that level.
So we know the state board's advocating for this legislation. Superintendent Glenda Ritz is the chair of that board, at least for the moment. What does she think of this bill?
She's not in favor of the bill at all. We spoke to her just recently, and this is what she had to say about it.
School districts can do transformation zones on their own. Evansville did theirs on their own. I feel that the options that are already in law, when the school is in year six of failing, all of the options are there. And we have already taken action and given Evansville, who's doing transformation zone work, the okay to continue transformation zone work to affect change in the schools, in the low-performing schools.
So she mentioned Evansville there as a model for addressing failing schools before state intervention happens with these transformation zones. And that's something that IPS Superintendent Lewis Farabee wants to sort of institute on his own in Indianapolis, in his own district. But what's he think about this the board's push to have more of a hand in this, not only just the intervention process and how soon it begins, but the implementation of these transformation zones?
So Superintendent Farabee, he favors the idea of the transformation zone. Currently, IPS is proposing their own transformation zones to the state board. Right now, the board likes the idea. But Farabee has concerns with the bill because it gives the board power to mandate the zones, and it also lets the board hire outside companies to work with the schools. That hasn't worked so far with IPS, and this is what Farabee had to say about that.
There's pieces of it that we appreciate, and there's pieces of legislation that we don't appreciate. But at the end of the day, the transformation zone model is something that we support as a means of state board of intervention. I think within the intervention menu, you see things that we've seen before not be effective, such as having a special entity come in, have a special entity operate a school. And so, you know, that type of intervention is not something that we've found to be very helpful or successful.
So we just heard three different perspectives on this idea of earlier state intervention in failing schools. Where does this legislation go from here?
An amended version of this bill has passed out of the House Education Committee. It's now going to be heard in the House Ways and Means Committee because there's a lot of financial issues connected with this bill. After that, it would head on to the full House, and I'm sure we'll hear a lot of debate there.
All right. Keep an eye on it for us. WFYI News education reporter Eric Weddle, thank you for keeping us up to date.
Thanks a lot, Chris.